McKenzie, and William Buick, who was her rider, as he was in the July Cup. Many congratulations. It's her opportunity to shine here.
Yeah, thanks. No, it was good for her. You know, if you go through her previous form, she was head and shoulders above the rest. And, you know, I don't know whether she'd been running downhill before or not, but I didn't think she had, you know. And she certainly got a little bit lost in the downhill section. And there were so many speed horses in the race. So, you know, my initial plan was just try and get her sitting behind the leaders. But, you know, one thing Paul Massaro said to me is don't get into panic and don't try and make her do something that she doesn't want to do. Just let her take me and she finished the race as well. And, you know, I think she's much better when she gets a bit of daylight. So, you know, I was fortunate that I split into two groups and she found racing room, you know.
In the end, she's just a different class, really.
Her class got her through in the end. She's, you know, I think, you know, you've got very good sprinters around, you know, you've got Bated Breath and horses like that, but certainly this filly will take some pegging back in the ninth up if things go her way and she's in the form she was today.
Do you feel she'll be better on a flat track?
Yeah, better on a flat track, and I think she'll be better on six. You know, I know she's run over various distances before, but she's I thought over today over this five she just got a little bit flat footed halfway.
So she's got the Nunthorpe and she's got the Sprint Cup, and it sounds like you think maybe the Sprint Cup out of those two might suit her best.
I think York will be fine for her. It's not going to be as quick a five as this, so you know, she'd be much better there. But I presume she'll be going back to Australia soon. Maybe more prize money over there.
That's definitely true. But it'd be nice to see her here for at least one more race, and then presumably you'll be hoping that you'll keep the ride.
Yeah, well, I hope she stays. Certainly.
And it was great. I mean, given that Paul Massaro has come over and things haven't gone right, she bowled over a little prior to Royal Ascot. The ground was horrible in the Dully July Cup. It's really good that his sort of spirit has been rewarded.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. It's great training performance, and the girl that looks after the horse, she's done a fantastic job with the horse as well. So, you know, it takes some doing to bring a horse this far away and be able to perform, and it's brave, you know. I mean, stayed for three runs, the third run today, and she won, and, you know, it's brave, but I'm really happy for the connections that it's worked out.
Absolutely, hear, hear to that. Well done.
Thanks, Lydia. Thank you.